Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is Pearl Harbor Day. 80 years ago, the United States was forced into World War II, which was came as a huge surprise to American planners, to the administration. They were prepared for a deteriorating relationship with Japan, but not for a surprise attack. There's a terrific piece today by historian Victor Davis Hanson about the stupidity of so many woke theorists now who basically say America was at fault for Pearl Harbor. It's basically blame America for everything, that America was cutting off the oil supplies to Japan. We are trying to goad Japan into a war. Hanson actually has a much more accurate and important view of one of the most significant and one of the worst events in all of American history. We will get to that. We'll also be talking about the coming confrontation with China. China has promised all sorts of dire consequences because we're not going to be sending diplomats to the Winter Olympic Games in Beijing. We'll be speaking about that with Gordon Chang, who knows as much about Chinese policy and the future of the relationship between China and the United States as anybody out there. We'll be talking to Gordon Chang a little bit later in the show. First up, they just concluded the meeting. It was a video meeting between President Biden and President Putin. And it's a very, very serious matter when you're talking about Pearl Harbor Day. We're not on the point of any kind of surprise attack because we have satellites. And imagine, by the way, if the satellites had seen a pretty substantial Japanese fleet with aircraft carriers and supporting vessels steaming 4,000 miles through the ocean toward Hawaii. There would not have been a surprise attack, and there won't be any surprise attack by Putin against Ukraine. Not that there won't be any attack, but it won't be a surprise. Apparently they have not massed all of the 175,000 troops that they are planning to mass, and the reports seem to be, there's a briefing going on at the White House, not with Biden himself. They spoke for about 2 hours, and the first audio and video released of the meeting actually showed the two men greeting each other on a video conference call, a secure video conference call, but they made that initial part of it public. And they were fairly chipper and genial in terms of their relationship to each other. It sounded like this. Let's go to clip 10.
Приветствую вас, господин президент.
There you go.
Hello.
Добрый день.
Good to see you again. I, unfortunately, last time we didn't get to see one another at the G20. I hope next time we meet, we do it in person.
К сожалению, не пришлось увидеться на встрече большой двадцатки, но надеюсь, в следующий раз мы сможем встретиться лицом к лицу.
Yeah, there. Genial, everything fine. The meeting is extraordinarily important because there needs to be some kind of reconstruction going on here. And everyone has said this, including people who are big supporters of President Biden. The United States has been terribly damaged by what happened in Afghanistan. And right now, it's very clear that our allies and our adversaries don't take the government of the United States, this government of the United States, particularly seriously. And the idea that there will be serious consequences if Russia invades Ukraine. Invading Ukraine again, and this time perhaps taking not this this little piece of the country, which was the Crimea, it's a very important piece, but the point about the Crimea was most of the people who lived there were ethnic Russians. And yes, there were Tatars and there are some Ukrainians, but again, if they are gobbling up more of the country or attempting to occupy Kyiv, this is very, very serious, especially given Ukraine's close relationship with Poland, which is an openly anti-Russian country. And what Putin apparently has been communicating is that the reason that they are building up these forces at the edge of the border and talking about launching an attack on Ukraine, which, as George Will said on the show yesterday, Ukraine is the largest landmass country in Europe. Russia, only part of Russia is considered to be in Europe. The bulk of the country in terms of landmass is Siberia. It's in Asia. And Ukraine is a gigantic country. It is a serious component, or was, of the old Soviet Union. And again, what we're talking about is the potential of a setback for the United States and for the world that could actually damage and undermine so many of the historic gains that were made in our winning the Cold War. Walter Russell Mead, who's a very fine commentator, particularly on foreign policy, writing in the Wall Street Journal today, says driving Vladimir Putin's military buildup is the Kremlin's conviction that time is not on its side. Largely because of Ukrainian bitterness at Mr. Putin's 2014 invasion and the continuing war in the country's southeastern region known as the Donbas, more Ukrainians are determined to escape what they see as Moscow's suffocating embrace. Gradual changes in the civil service, the judiciary, the intelligence services, and the educational system, implemented with Western encouragement and help, are quietly but steadily pushing Ukraine away from post-Soviet Russia and attaching it more firmly in the West. For Mr. Putin and the Russian nationalists, whose support he needs, the consolidation of genuine Ukrainian independence is a threat. Russia needs Ukraine, they believe, to dominate the Black Sea, reestablish itself as the principal power in Europe, and defend the Orthodox and Slavic character of the Russian Federation itself at a time of a rapid demographic change. A Ukraine aligned with the West, and especially with Russian countries, with anti-Russian countries like Poland and the Baltic Republics, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, is an unbearable humiliation and an unacceptable threat to Russian power. Now, did they talk about anything as substantive as that? We will find out. They are doing right now a briefing about the meeting, the electronic meeting. They met and conversed for over 2 hours. And, of course, the White House is trying to say that President Biden made America's determination and our support for Ukraine and our determination to make sure that Ukraine's sovereignty and independence is protected. He made that tremendously clear. But how can it be clear and credible with the memories of the Afghanistan fiasco so clear in people's minds? We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
He has control over this world.
This is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Said the night wind to the little lamb, do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb.
Do you hear what I hear? Do you see what I see? What we see right now is the Biden team, led in this case by Jake Sullivan, who was the National Security Advisor, There had been a great deal of conversation about Jake Sullivan being an early departure from the Biden administration and catching a lot of the blame for some of the terrible mismanagement of the Afghan withdrawal. But Jake is basically quarterbacking the discussion about the conversation today with Vladimir Putin. One of the things about the piece by Walter Russell Mead is he emphasizes that this entire Russian threat of an invasion and moving military resources to the border with Ukraine is an indication of Russian weakness, not of Russian strength. And he writes, Mr. Putin's new bellicosity is an admission of Russian failure. Sweet talk about Russo-Ukrainian brotherhood has failed to persuade Ukraine to throw in its lot with Moscow. All that is left is economic pressure and military force. Yet if the political situation inside Ukraine alarms Mr. Putin, the West's disarray and ineptitude give him hope. In 2014, the West contented itself with economic sanctions and stern lectures when Mr. Putin annexed Crimea and launched an ugly war in the Donbass. America looks weaker and Europe more divided today than in 2014. Mr. Putin likely believes that fumbling Western leaders will be no more capable of stopping Russian aggression now than at any time since the 2008 invasion of Georgia. Okay, this is all very serious stuff. This is what Jake Sullivan sounded like when he began the debriefing about the conversation between these two world leaders. This is the National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan.
President Putin, the call covered a range of issues, but the main topic was Ukraine. President Biden was direct and straightforward with President Putin, as he always is. He reiterated America's support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. He told President Putin directly that if Russia further invades Ukraine, the United States and our European allies would respond with strong economic measures. We would provide additional defensive materiel to the Ukrainians above and beyond that which we are already providing. And we would fortify our NATO allies on the eastern flank with additional capabilities in response to such an escalation. He also told President Putin there's another option, de-escalation and diplomacy. The United States and our European allies would engage in a discussion that covers larger strategic issues, including our strategic concerns with Russia and Russia's strategic concerns. We managed to do this at the height of the Cold War, and we developed mechanisms to help reduce instability and increase transparency. We've done this in the post-Cold War era through the NATO-Russia Council, the OSCE, and other mechanisms. There's no reason we can't do that going forward, provided that we are operating in a context of de-escalation rather than escalation. The United States, as we have been for some time, is also prepared to support efforts to advance the Minsk Agreement in support of the Normandy format. This could include a ceasefire and confidence-building measures that helps drive the process forward. As I said before, the discussion between President Biden and President Putin was direct and straightforward. There was a lot of give and take. There was no finger-wagging. But the president was crystal clear about where the United States stands on all of these issues. We believe from the beginning of this administration that there is no substitute for direct dialogue between leaders, and that is true in spades when it comes to the U.S.-Russia relationship. So President Biden welcomed the opportunity to engage clearly and directly with President Putin. Indeed, as President Biden said after his meeting in Geneva in June with President Putin, where we have differences, I want President Putin to understand why I say what I say and why I do what I do and how we'll respond to specific kinds of actions that harm America's interests and indeed harm our allies' interests. That's exactly what he did today. After the call, he spoke with the leaders of France, Germany, Italy, and the UK to debrief them on the call and to consult on the way forward. Our team is presently debriefing the embassies of NATO members, EU members, and key Indo-Pacific allies. The president will be speaking shortly with the leaders of both houses of Congress and talking to them about ways in which the administration and the Congress can work together on a bipartisan basis to stand up for American interests and values and stand behind our friends and partners.
Okay, all sounds just a little bit reassuring, except for the very central line that has been repeated almost endlessly by the Biden team. They are talking about economic and other measures to respond to, quote, military escalation. Now, it's striking. Why economic and other measures, but not military escalation of our own? Military escalation of our own in terms of providing more direct help to Ukraine. And this gets into the enormously complicated question of Ukraine in NATO. When you're in NATO, then the other NATO members are obliged to defend you. That's why we ended up in Afghanistan with almost the entire NATO alliance sending some troops, sending some aid to help the United States in Afghanistan. And the difficulty here is that if the United States, Putin has been very, very clear. He would conceive of an admission into NATO by Ukraine as basically an act of war. That would almost force his hand toward an invasion, because remember, in terms of Russian nationalists, they very much feel that Russia, as we were talking about before, has a permanent stake in controlling Ukraine. And the history is fascinating, and it's incredibly bleak. There were literally millions of people who were deliberately starved. So-called kulaks, peasants who were trying to survive, growing their crops, providing food. Ukraine was the breadbasket of Europe at one point. But early in the Stalin regime, in fact, even back in the Lenin regime, there was grotesque starvation in Ukraine, and partially to suppress any national aspirations that the Ukrainians had. For Americans, Belarusians, Ukrainians, Russians, yes, but the differences are very important for the people who live there. So what next, and what's the reaction from the American political class? We will get to that. Will this be a campaign issue in 2022, maybe even in 2024? We will get to that and more with a rising support for socialism from Democrats. Coming up on the Medved Show.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden wrapped up a high-stakes video call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Russian TV put out a video of the opening of the chat. The two leaders were seen smiling. Russia is building a troop presence on the border with Ukraine, sparking fears of an invasion of the U.S. ally. 20 years after the September 11th terrorist attacks, Activists want to shut down Guantanamo Bay, where mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed remains locked up. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says if Guantanamo Bay is closed, it will lead to more deaths.
You have terrorists freed from Bagram, Americans murdered, and now the Biden administration wants to free more terrorists. And we know to an absolute metaphysical certainty the result of that will be more Americans murdered.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's Cher, believe it or not. Everybody has a Christmas album. Jeremy, what happened to Justin Bieber? I mean, remember his rap version of Little Drummer Boy?
Word on the streets and it's coming at night. Reindeer's flying through the sky so high. I should be making a list, I know. I'ma be under the mistletoe.
It's interesting. You know where Mr. Bieber is right now? We do want to know. He's in Riyadh. He's in Saudi Arabia. He is in the kingdom. And apparently he had a gigantic turnout. Now, this is the work of Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Yeah, right. Now, again, that's right. I mean, remember, Saudi Arabia, in the past, apparently, even for concerts with Western artists, they have kept the single men and single women in different sections of the audience. And apparently they loosened that a little bit to honor Mr. Bieber. And apparently his concerts went very well in the kingdom, and they are trying to bring Saudi Arabia into all the very, very best of Western culture. So, of course, I guess that's a good direction. Meanwhile, I'll tell you what isn't a good direction is they have a poll that they do regularly for Gallup, where they ask people, how do you feel about socialism? How do you feel about capitalism? And The headline is Socialism, Capitalism Ratings in U.S. Unchanged. But that's actually not a particularly encouraging result, because what it shows is that capitalism is viewed positively by 60% of people in America. And, okay, it's not enough. I mean, you wonder about the other 40%. Socialism is viewed favorably by 38%. But the Democrats continue to view socialism far more positively than they view capitalism. And this is one of the reasons that this is a particularly fraught moment. It's also the most powerful country in Europe economically and potentially, at least militarily, though it hasn't really developed its military potential, is Germany. And there was no question at all that that when you had Angela Merkel as chancellor, where she has left the building, there was a solid support. She was not a socialist. Her opponent, the new chancellor, Olaf Scholz, is a part of the Social Democratic Party. And he's considered a moderate. But what's difficult right now with President Biden trying to negotiate with Putin and trying to win support from all of our allies is there's a brand new coalition in Germany. Macron in France is going to be facing an election I think they're expecting in April, so it's coming up soon. And he's facing all kinds of challenges from the extreme right, from the left, and from the more moderate right. What's interesting is France, which at one time there was a real fear of the French Communist Party winning elections. That never happened. But right now, the socialism is in eclipse in France. And here in the United States, I mean, the numbers are pretty amazing in terms of the support for socialism from the Democrats, which is overwhelming. They are much more supportive of socialism than capitalism. Why would that be? Majorities of Republicans and Democrats both have positive opinions of capitalism, but Republicans rate it much higher. Whereas roughly 7 in 10 Republicans and Republican leaners view capitalism positively and have done so since 2010, only about half of Democrats have done so. This year, 72% of Republicans and 52% of Democrats have a positive view of capitalism. The two partisan groups' opinions of socialism diverge even more. What percentage of Republicans say they have a positive view of socialism? 14%. Who are they? Where are the Republicans? Honestly, I do think that when people talk about socialism and capitalism, there are many, many Americans, maybe not a majority, but close to it, who have no clue what they're talking about. Because how can you be a Republican if you view socialism positively? 65% of Democrats say they have a positive image of socialism. 65%. Democratic opinions of socialism have gotten slightly more positive over the years, moving from 53% in 2010 to 65% now. Now, that's not slightly. That's a big increase, and it's because Bernie Sanders and AOC and Rashida Tlaib and the rest of them all are using the term socialist very directly. And the difficulty right now is that with the our allies and again, and Justin Trudeau won re-election in Canada just barely. I mean, just barely. It was, again, a second time in a row, very close race for him. And in fact, I believe that when you talk about the actual votes that were cast in Canada, not breaking it down into ridings, that's what they call districts, the Tories, the Conservative Party in Canada, actually got more votes. But Trudeau is Prime Minister. It's one of those things that when you look at what Reagan accomplished and the support that he had from leaders around the world, he had Brian Mulroney in Canada, who was a conservative and a fine one. He, of course, had Margaret Thatcher. He had Helmut Kohl, another conservative in Germany. And so there's a strange pattern to what's going on. And right now, most of the countries that are our allies and our significant allies are relatively moderate. But facing things like this potential explosion in Ukraine would go a lot better if not only the United States, but a lot of our most significant allies had stronger leadership. We will see about Olaf Scholz in Germany. There's also a new poll that is very much worth considering. It's a big Wall Street Journal poll where they're trying to really get a better sense of what the American people feel. And they say voters are heading into the midterm election year in a sour mood. Yeah, really. Pessimistic about the economy and short on confidence in the leadership of President Biden and his party on the issues that concern them most. The survey reveals a set of danger signs for the Democratic Party as it prepares to defend narrow majorities in the House and Senate. But there is one surprising development, which is increased popularity and demand for and use of vaccines. It's gone up sharply. Why? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Michael, you know everything about anything.
Michael MedVed.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And here is a headline that I think many people were not expecting to see, particularly right now with all of the discussion and all of the negativity that is out there occasionally about vaccines. There is a very outspoken, strong movement of people. And yes, I get your emails and listen to this show, who don't believe in the vaccines and don't favor any vaccine mandates or any of the attempts, like the fairly radical attempts that they're now, de Blasio going out the door as mayor of New York, is trying to impose. But the headline is growing vaccine demand in the U.S. And the report from the Washington Post, as news of the Omicron variant and the variant itself sweeps across the U.S., demand for vaccines has spiked. Healthcare providers administered 2.18 million doses of coronavirus vaccines on Thursday of last week, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the highest single-day total since May. According to the latest CDC report, over the week ending on Thursday, the average number of daily administered vaccine doses reported to the agency was 22% higher than the previous week. The expanded eligibility for booster shots has also contributed to the uptick in vaccine demand. As of November 19th, all U.S. adults have been eligible for booster shots. Omicron may be the boost to help the unvaccinated and the newly eligible to get motivated and vaccinated quickly, said Scott Ratson, who is a health communication expert at CUNY, City University of New York, School of Public Health. This from the Washington Post. And then there's this. There's a Tesco's Vaccinated Santa ad draws 5,000 complaints. And this report from Great Britain, it says a commercial for the supermarket chain Tesco featuring Santa. In Britain, of course, they don't call him Santa. They tend to call him Father Christmas. But same guy. Commercial for the supermarket chain Tesco featuring Santa Claus wielding a vaccine passport was deemed acceptable by British advertising regulators after viewers submitted a near-record number of complaints that the spot promoted vaccination. Okay, you're going to complain about a supermarket spot that is all full of jolly Christmas music and positivity and that urges you to follow Santa Claus' example and get fully vaccinated? Why would you complain about that? I mean, if you've decided you don't want to get a vaccine, more power to you, fine, okay, you've decided not to get a vaccine. But surely it's a public-spirited move for a supermarket chain to, in a lighthearted spirit, promote the acceptance of vaccines, because they have the same kind of problems in Britain that we have here. They have it in many countries across across the globe, frankly. Most of the 5,000 complaints received claimed that the ad, which was posted a couple of weeks ago, tried to pressure viewers into getting vaccines and encouraged medical discrimination based on vaccine status, according to the Advertising Standards Authority. Toby King, a spokesman for the agency, said that the commercial doesn't break our rules and there are no grounds for further action. The Tesco ad, created by the Bartle, Bogle, and Haggerty ad agency, doesn't that sound like it's fictional? Bartle, Bogle, and Haggerty? Okay, fine. At Bartle, Bogle, and Haggerty ad agency, and set to a rendition of the Queen song, Don't Stop Me Now, shows people prevailing through various obstacles. A blackout, a closed mall, a produce shortage that leaves a snowman with an eggplant for a nose to celebrate Christmas. A news anchor announces at one point that Santa might be quarantined, but then he shows proof of vaccination to a border control agent, inspiring lusty cheers. While we understand that some people disagree with a vaccine program and may find the ad in poor taste, we have concluded that the ad is unlikely to be seen as irresponsible or to cause serious or widespread offense on that basis suggested, Mr. King said. Tesco said in a statement that the ad took a lighthearted view of how the nation is feeling. Okay. This, it seems to me, is one of those things that we have too many controversies over nothing. And, again, to object to Santa Claus suggesting that he's down with vaccines, which are official government policy, by the way, in Great Britain, as they are in the United States. And why are they official government policy? Because it really does show, if you look around the world, that places where the number of vaccinated people is higher are places where the serious cases requiring hospitalization of COVID-19 are much lower. Okay, aside from the great and ongoing vaccine controversy, there is a piece in Mediaite today which points out that today marks the 80th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor that is widely credited for drawing the United States into World War II. Why did they say widely credited? I think they attacked us. Yes, that's how we got to war. We wouldn't have been there otherwise. As others commemorate the day in a variety of ways, pollster YouGov marked the occasion by polling Americans on a variety of related questions. Respondents were asked, do you hold it against Japan for attacking Pearl Harbor? a somewhat confusing bit of phrasing that leaves room for interpretation. Do they mean still hold it against Japan today or hold it against the Japan of 1941? Perhaps as a consequence, Americans were very evenly split on the question, with 34% responding yes, 34% responding no, and 32% saying either not sure or do not know enough about it to have an opinion. How can you have no opinion on Pearl Harbor? I mean, there are 3,000 Americans who died. And honest to goodness, and how can you not hold it against Japan? Not the Japan of today, because Japan of today is a fine, wonderful country and it's our ally. But the Japan of 1941 was kind of an evil empire. And before Pearl Harbor, they had attacked numerous countries. This is the point that Victor Davis Hanson makes in his piece. We sort of try to blame the United States for pushing Japan into Pearl Harbor. How ridiculous. That result was essentially duplicated across every political group except one. Democrats, 31%, independents, 33%, and other 29% all replied yes, within a few points of 30%, with greater numbers replying no. But among Republicans, 47% responded yes. Yeah, we hold it against the Japan of 1941, with only 29% responding no. Now, what does that show? It shows something that I think is very, very clear, is that, first of all, Republicans have values. And secondly, and I do believe this to be true, people who are on the Republican side, the conservative side, are more likely to know something about U.S. history. And what about all the moronic conspiracy theories, some of which were promoted by Republicans, I'm afraid, 60, 70 years ago? The theories that say that Franklin Roosevelt deliberately wanted the Japanese to attack us on Pearl Harbor in what has to have been the darkest day of his entire administration. But we will talk about that and get to the issue and what we learn from Pearl Harbor in behalf of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.